Hey, Charlotte, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You've got like the busiest schedule in wrestling history. You just had a great match, which unfortunately you didn't come out on top, but you got another big one coming up this weekend, don't you?
I do, Hell in a Cell. Yes, sir.
Well, tell me about Hell in a Cell, because this is a championship I think you want really bad, don't you?
Yes, I'd love to have the Women's Championship again, making me the 14-time Women's Champion and taking over my division. So, yes.
14 times. That actually puts you up in that crazy air that your father is in, right? One of the greatest of all time. That's amazing to me. How are you feeling about all that?
To be honest with you, I really don't think about it. I think I talk about it more just because it annoys, I think, some of the fans. But to me, I go out there, I do my best. I win some, I lose some, and whether I have the title or not, I'm still a champion.
Well, you are, and I never got that. What is it? People don't like nepotism in wrestling? Is that what it is? I can't figure it out. Yeah, they don't like to like you for some reason. What is that?
I don't know. I think it's hard to see just one particular family be so successful at one thing.
Well, that makes sense to me. I saw where Sports Illustrated named him number one in their greatest 101 wrestlers of all time. That's pretty astounding, and I know he was that iconic wrestler. But you've really become that for women's wrestling as well. I think there's probably two or three nemesises that you have all the time. I think people love that about you.
I think it's just easy for me to play the bad guy role. And I think it's hard for people to accept that, regardless of my last name was Flair or not, I'm still that good.
Is that what it is? You like being the bad guy?
Yeah, I like it. I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with people not liking them. And for me, it just makes my job that much easier.
So growing up with your dad, what was it like? I mean, was your bedroom a ring and he taught you all the wrestling moves in between his matches? What was that like?
No, a lot of people ask this question, but my dad was just my dad. We didn't talk about wrestling. I wasn't into wrestling. He wasn't the nature boy to me. Made me do my homework, eat my vegetables, and train really hard for sports. So it was as normal as it could be.
Okay, so you got a big pay-per-view event this weekend, but you also got something else on A&E. You and your dad worked on this really cool program, 2-hour season finale of Most Wanted Treasures of WWE. What are you looking for this weekend?
So we're looking for my dad's famous 92 Royal Rumble robe, and it's been missing for years. He has had no idea where it was. I think the last place he saw it was in Tennessee. And there's two other pieces we're looking for, but that's the most iconic.
How does he lose that? I mean, you would think that was his. Did he sell it? Did WWE sell it? Did somebody grab it out of the back room?
No. And just as much as we travel, it's easy to lose things, whether it's stolen on a flight, whether it's taken from, you know, housekeeping at a hotel, whether a fan, I mean, it's very common for things to be stolen.
Well, that's sad.
So, or just left behind.
Yeah. So here you are this week, and that's going to be the finale. I know it's probably all been wrapped up, and we don't know, but you probably know if you find it or not. But what should fans look for this weekend when they see that show?
It's really surreal to see how much these pieces mean to people and the history and the travel that some of these pieces take to be found and what happens to them and what they mean, you know, to my dad's career, what they mean to people. It's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, looking forward to that. Charlotte, I wish I had more time. We had to get this done really quick, but good luck this weekend. I'm sorry. I'm going to be rooting for you. You may be the bad girl, but I love you. So good luck.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.